Hey everyone, this is Chili Chilton. Today I want to talk about something I think we can all relate to. That something is smell. We all smell, right? Now, you might be taking that one of two ways. When I say we all smell, it means yes, we are all capable of smelling, or we are giving off an aroma and other people smell us. Well, maybe I'm talking about both, but let's stick with the things that we enjoy smelling. Because we are also different, and so many times the smell that we have or that we experience, it triggers memories or it reminds us of different times or places or people. And there's different times in our life that a different smell will mean something to someone else. I remember many years ago, a friend of ours that had grown up in our youth ministry visited me at my office. And when I spend time in the Lord's presence, what we call Coram Deo, face-to-face with the Lord, I oftentimes light a very specific candle. And that candle burns anytime I'm really spending time alone with Jesus. So over the years, literally decades, that's kind of developed into what I think God smells like. So when I smell that aroma, it immediately triggers intimacy with God. And so throughout my life in ministry, I would burn that candle oftentimes before I would go to speak. Even if I was traveling, I would take it with me and be backstage with the candle burning. But also as a youth pastor and leader, I would have it burning in my office where the worship team would come in, or those that were part of the service that night would come in and pray together and pray with me and intercede for the evening. And so this young lady who visited us many years ago, and I would say I hadn't seen her in over a decade or more, maybe much more than that, but she walked into my office with my wife, and I had that candle burning. And the minute she smelled it, her eyes filled with tears, and she began to cry, and she began to remember those prayer meetings. And she was, oh man, she's just still an amazing young lady, but now she's an amazing mom and wife and everything. But back then she was just a 15-year-old girl learning to play keyboard and be on our worship team. And God just had such a special calling on her life even back then. And so it was so cool to see her experience that. It kind of caught me off guard because, you know, I'm kind of used to the smell now, and that's something that should be a warning to any of us if we kind of get used to the presence of God. But I get used to that smell, I guess, and I took it for granted. And watching her respond, oh man, just brought back such great moments for me again of that intimacy with the Almighty and those times of seeking God for hours and hours and that smell being part of it. I've been thinking about the smell of change. Does change have a smell? Is there aroma that goes with it? I kind of hope there is. I'm in the middle of seeking God for changes in my life and ministry and for our family, and we're not sure exactly what's going to happen next. And I want there to be a positive aroma that my life gives out during this season that people go, I don't know what it is. Maybe it's the smell of anticipation, the smell of trust, the smell of faith and courage, the smell of adventure. That's a good smell to me. You know, we grow up with all kinds of smells that have meant something to us. I think one of my all-time favorite smells is the smell of a coffee shop or fresh brewed coffee. You know, I love walking in, and the whole experience of a really well-done coffee shop is always cool to me. You know, I love the sound of the grinding of the beans and the steam going into the latte and just the whole atmosphere and that smell of those fresh beans. And even my wife, who detests coffee, if you can believe that, loves the smell of coffee. And so we can at least agree on that. And then she'll have her English breakfast tea, and I'll have my latte and cappuccino or cortado or something fancy. And we can agree that we both love the aroma, though. I love the smell of fresh-cut grass. Isn't that a great smell? My grass was cut today, and I love that smell. I love the smell of cut grass even more when someone else is doing the cutting. Because, ironically, I love the smell of cut grass, but I'm kind of allergic to cut grass. So if I cut the grass, then I enjoy the smell, but I don't enjoy having my eyes kind of swell up. Oh man, you know another fragrance that you just can't resist? You know this is true. Baked cookies. Cookies in the oven or cookies just out of the oven is one of the greatest smells on the planet Earth. And whether it triggers memories of grandma's house or a favorite recipe or a different time where you bake them, I don't know. But the smell of baked cookies is just such a great smell. And I love the smell of perfume when it's the right smell for the right person. My wife, for years and years and years, had this amazing perfume. It's hard for us to find it, but today it means the kiss, Il Bacio. And that perfume was designed for her chemistry, and it smells amazing on her. Ironically, I wear the same cologne as well, and have for over 30 years. I've tried different fragrances, and each time she's like, "Go back to the one that you were wearing when we fell in love." And thank goodness they still make it, so I continue to wear it. And that's just kind of my fragrance. There's also times, like I talked about at the beginning of this podcast, that there are seasons, and the smell of change comes back again, and we think about that, the seasons of our life and the different fragrances that go with seasons. Now, practically speaking, if you think about the four seasons that we experience, I like those smells. In the summer, like we're in now, I love the smell of the salty ocean breeze. And maybe if you've never stood on the beach, you don't know this one, and you think, "Well, how different can it be than a lake breeze or a different breeze or the breeze after a rain?" I'll tell you what, I like all of those breezes as well. But there's something so unique, at least to me, about the smell of the ocean breeze. There's that salt that's in it, and it's crisp, and it's blowing for miles and miles and miles across that ocean. And to me, it like says, "Relax. It's okay." It's like, 'cause anytime I'm at the beach, I'm kind of there for vacation or to rest. And so that original or that first smell kind of sets the tone for me, and I love that. So ocean breeze is one of my favorite smells. Another summer smell that I think we can all relate to is the meat on the grill. I don't even care if you're a vegetarian, the smell of meat cooking is just so good. And if somebody's good at it and they got a certain barbecue or they got a certain smoke that they're using, man, there's nothing better. And I feel like, when you're a neighbor and you're grilling, and your neighbors can smell it, you should be obligated to take them a steak or a piece of the meat. I think my neighborhood's filled with some amazing cooks because I smell it from time to time and I think, "Bring some of that over here, bruh." But they don't. But those are a couple of my favorite summer smells. And then you go into the fall, and the leaves start changing, and the air gets cooler, and there's the sound of the marching bands and the Friday night lights and football. And then that smell of the bonfire or the fire pit. Come on, don't you love that? I like fire pits anytime, but the fall seems to be the best time because it's just the perfect temperature and things are changing, and you got the crackling of the leaves and everything. And I love that smell of the bonfire and or the fire pit. And as you breathe deeply, you begin to smell roasted marshmallows and melting Hershey's chocolate bars and graham crackers. That's right, s'mores. And there's that smell that goes with it. Is your mouth watering or just mine? Well, let's go on. Winter. One of my favorite winter smells, it's the smell of pine trees. Now, I've walked in the woods in Michigan and Vermont, you know, trying to pick and cut down my own Christmas tree and taking the kids with us on an adventure to find it. And you walk through all of these trees and you're surrounded by sap and these pine trees and fir trees that are just of every size and thickness. And I love that smell. And you're out there and you're just trying to look at them all and find the perfect one. And more times than not, by the time I get almost back to where I began, somebody that works for the tree lot's already cut down a perfect one. And I'm like thinking, there it is. We walked for 2 miles and now we found it just 20 feet from the place where they were selling them. But the whole experience, that smell is part of winter to me. And then you go inside to pay for it and someone's got hot cocoa, fresh hot cocoa made. Another great smell in the winter. Pine trees and cocoa. Love it. And then you turn towards spring and the fresh flowers begin to finally come back and the birds begin to sing and leaves are starting to return. And the smell of lilacs is such a strong, beautiful floral smell. It's one of my wife's favorite smells, and so it becomes one of my favorite because I love what she loves. And the smell of lilacs, and then here goes food again. But you know those ballpark dogs, when it becomes spring and you know the winter's over and somebody's got those dogs out, it's the local ballpark or soccer field or backyard party, and the hot dogs are kind of like the rite of passage, the first thing you grill in the spring, and I love that smell. I love going to Major League Baseball games, and somehow their hot dogs smell really, really good too. But that's kind of like a spring smell for me, and it tells me, all right, we're going again. So again, those are seasons and smells that go with the seasons. And what kind of season are you in? What kind of change is God making? What kind of aroma do you give off to people around you? Is it anticipation and excitement, or is it, you know, depression and hurt? Is it, you know, despondent in some way? I've been asking God that, and I wonder to him. I said to God today, God, what am I like to you? Am I a good smell, or am I like old or moldy, musty? Am I ripe? I hope not. I don't smell like death. Are people feeling sorry for me? Am I giving off a smell of sadness and depression? Or am I giving off a smell of adventure and excitement and turning the corner and next chapters? Because that's what I want to do. I don't want to be stale or played out or ripe. I don't want to be one of those fragrances that used to be good, but it's all watered down, barely noticeable anymore. I want to be like fresh laundry. There's another smell that I didn't mention. Isn't that a great smell? You know, and I don't know what kind of laundry detergent you use, but we've been using Gain. I'm not, you know, paid by them. I'm telling you what, clothes washed in Gain smell so amazing. But fresh laundry is such a good smell, clean and crisp. And I'm asking God, do I give off that smell? And I gotta apologize to my friends from time to time because I'm like, woe is me, or nothing's happened. And in the meantime, God's going, I'm still here. I'm still doing my thing. And he's so right. You know, in 2 Corinthians 2:15 and 16, it says this: our lives are a Christ-like fragrance rising up to God. Wow. Our lives are a Christ-like fragrance rising up to God. But this fragrance is perceived differently by those who are being saved and by those who are perishing. To those who are perishing, we are a dreadful smell of death and doom. but to those being saved, we are a life-giving perfume. A life-giving perfume. I want my life to be a life-giving perfume. I want my life to be fresh and drawing others in like cookies. I want my life to be exciting and for people to find Jesus through every fragrance, through every season, through every moment of my life, and not the smell of death and doom. Is it that we give off that smell, or that there's nothing attractional about the way we live? And so people who are perishing look at us and go, "You knew? Man, you stink. Man, you are awful, because you knew." I'll tell you what, you got to find the God of fragrance for your life and spray it on again. Put it on your life. It starts in His presence. It starts in prayer and spending time with Him and finding Him as your source for joy, your source for provision, your source for income, your source for life. Your source for a smile and joy, and then let it go. Become like that for others so that they can find Jesus through the aroma of your life. We are in a season that is different for all of us. I want the smell of change to be a smell of adventure, of promise, of eternity. Lean in and take a smell of my life. I pray that I'm a blessing to you. I love you. And I want you to know that God loves you. And He designed you to be a blessing, a sweet smelling fragrance. So be it, become it, and stay that way. I'm going to work on it too. Thanks for listening. Love you. Peace.